SL News Time 6:49. Emergency traffic. Another triple team report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Jeff, I can at least say speeds are starting to ease and traffic clearing out southbound I-15 from downtown Salt Lake City to the South Interchange. But from the South Interchange well into Utah County, and we're talking Springville, Spanish Fork, Payson, it is a bad, bad drive. You've got stop-and-go speeds as you're going from the South Interchange really all the way to Pleasant Grove. Right now I'm looking at a live shot of southbound I-15 at Bangor Highway where traffic is just stop-and-go creeping along. I-215's west belt from the Maverick Center making its way around to I-15, still heavy and slow. We're starting to see the delays ease up on the 21st South Freeway, but not on some of those side streets like Redwood Road, 5600 West, Bangor Highway, Bacchus Highway, and Mountain View Corridor. Michelle?
Traffic conditions continue to be terrible through Utah County I-15 northbound. From Provo to the Point, travel through Provo Canyon from the mouth to Heber is also heavy and slow. Then I-80 through Parley's Canyon, still heavy and slow with restrictions, Mark.
Well, everything up north looks a lot better right now. If you're planning from downtown up to Davis County, really you're almost delay-free on I-15. You have a little sluggish volume right there at the Highway 89 split. Highway 89, really, once you get up from Shepherd Lane in into Fruit Heights and Kaysville, the traffic improves. I see a slow stretch on Main Street coming down from Kaysville to Burton Lane, but everything else up north is a lot better. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center. Okay.